got to move along with it. Like imagine the ball going on the Disney
expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the
hosts
and guests
and do
not
rock.
Necessarily reflect the official
because
policy
his,
or position of the show,
call
the Uplift Society, or the Crowd TV.
What's the word?
This show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide
so
professional
often
or legal advice.
That you got to try to follow it with your body in some kind
of
way, or like with your rhythm to keep
any
you on his cadence
that may result from its content.
It's
enjoy the show.
Bro, that was a lot of movements.
But you know what I mean? Death Tally, like, rhythm in the streets and the beats. It's like niggas talking about Bill Cosby, where they go in the
opening.
You gotta do Bill Cosby in order to get Bill Cosby out. That's how you gotta do MF Doom. You gotta be MF Doom to get MF Doom out. You can't just rap his shit regular.
You gotta understand the 90s.
If you know his lyrics, you can rap it regular. But if you trying to do that shit on beat,
hell nah,
it's impossible.
Hell nah. hey guys, welcome to Straight Dope Show. I'm Aludo.
I'm Trey B the Wonder.
This is a great time, bro. This is after the Straight Dope Show live. First one of the summer.
Was a great time,
right?
I didn't make one cornhole, bro, by myself. Had all the chances.
Practice tonight. I told you got to get up on the karate stance.
All I know is if somebody was like, hey, let's play cornhole, you on my team, I'm going to be like, oh, okay.
I told you, brother, you got to get in the karate stance. You can't be embarrassed.
I was trying.
Yeah.
I was doing a one leg, bro. I was trying to balance it. Nah. Because you know how you get close where it's like it'll slide. It'll pop. And then slide off, either front or back. It's going to go too far
or
not enough.
It's your, what's it called?
My underhand is...
It's not, you got to get the, what do I want to call it?
The right arc?
Yeah.
I can't, bro. I feel like when I went overhand, I was close.
No, you wasn't.
Okay, but when I went underhand, though, it just passes by every time. It just pops.
Yeah, you got to get your arc right, bro. You was shooting them lasers. You were shooting them Shaq free throws. Yeah. You got to get some Steph Curry on that. But underhand, though.
I'm going to do it next time, bro. I'm going to get it.
So, again, shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to the folks that might be hearing this because they met us out there. You are appreciated. Hope you come out for the next one.
To all our new fans, because we're counting you now.
Yep.
100%. You'll come back. Yeah. Definitely.
So,
for all the reason to.
One thing I do have to say, though, about the Straight Dope Show Live, I feel like I got to put out the public service announcement that it is not a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
We are not preaching to you. We actually just doing it just because, as one of the homies said. That's it. Just because, bro.
The podcast is a just because podcast.
Right.
We just talk about shit that happened over the week and that we care about.
That's it,
just because.
That's it.
So, you know, we show up to the park.
Just because. Just because, bro. You at the park. When we at the park, you go get something to eat.
You ain't got to.
You know what I mean? You could do some art or not.
You don't have to.
Feel me? You could just walk by and say what's up or not.
We don't care. That's a Straight Dope Show.
Right.
Fucks with them.
That's it.
You should follow them. On Instagram, TikTok, and all other social media platforms.
Most importantly, you should download Rock the Crowd TV
and watch us there
if you have a Roku.
Ah. Yeah.
So, we ain't really got shit to talk about this show except for I wanted to shit on the Kings because I told y'all what was gonna happen.
I don't understand.
And I wanted to tell you what was going to go. I knew that the Warriors wasn't going to do shit. And
we definitely knew the Warriors weren't going to do shit.
Then the Clippers came out and whooped the shit out of the Mavericks, was it? Yeah, they whooped the shit out of the Mavericks. So, all my picks are going.
Wait, was that a play-in game?
No, that's the first round.
That was the first round?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Whooped the shit out of them. Because the Mavericks don't play defense.
They don't play defense. I could have told them that was going to happen.
Yeah,
you know what? Every time they believe in him, it'd be funny during the regular season. It's one of those, like, look, dude, nobody's scheming to stop Luka in a regular season game. We're not scheming for that the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard to care. You know,
we got
I mean?
Another game tomorrow. We're not doing that.
Not during this week.
Well, no, and then, well, I'm thinking as far as if it's regular season, but I feel like we've had this discussion before multiple times where it's like, yo, the way that you play in a regular season, you can run it up. You have 60-point games, this, that, and the other. That's all good and dandy. But when it gets to the playoffs, bro, it's different. They calling the games different. What you was getting away with, you're not getting away with no more. And if you're not adjusting immediately,
you're going to have problems. Oh, right? Did you see OKC yesterday?
I didn't.
Okay, so they were having issues with the Pelicans.
Okay.
And
which they should. The Pelicans been in the playoffs 5 or 6 years
they
in a row.
They made them look like a young team.
Yeah.
They won, though. They won in the end.
OKC won.
OKC won. But it took a lot out of them. And it's one of those things where you're glad that they got that win because the other team tried so hard to take that one. You know how you want to get one on the road?
They were on. Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're trying to take one on the road. They're probably going to get their ass beat the next game because they tried so hard that first time.
And when they go on the road,
we're going to see.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. The adjustments on the fly. The way that y'all was playing, y'all played great basketball in the regular season. But the way that the defense is playing, they keying on the players and shit, the way that the refs is calling the games is all different.
Yeah.
So you got to catch up. The fact
Shea
that
you got one of them fouls at the end of the game, too, and it was one of those, like, oh, okay, he got that. Mm-hmm. But it was like he definitely got fouled, but, you know, they might call it, might not. Yeah.
Well,
final
saying,
second type thing.
It's a, like you said, they still won, so that's a good sign that they still won, getting their best shot in, like, their first real playoff game, right? But we'll have to see.
No, seriously. We'll have to see.
Because I don't know what.
Jury's definitely still out on them. They looked very suspect.
I mean, but
the Pelicans aren't that good. They're good enough.
I don't think
they're
that's
not
fair.
That good. No, because they didn't have Zion out there either. They didn't even have their best player. And what's his name?
So, nah, that's not. Then how are they not that good? They put.
This is why I'm saying the Thunder didn't show up well. They look a little suspect right now to me. It's not the Pelicans that look suspect. It's the Thunder.
Okay.
You're the number one team.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And they really pushed you without their best player. Uh-huh. And one of the second, what's his, the point guard from McCollum? He didn't play well either.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all still almost got beat. You know what? But y'all still almost got beat.
Well, and that's what I was going to say.
That's the problem.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was going to say when I misconstrued your argument. Because it's like, yeah, nah, if they didn't have Zion out there, McCollum wasn't doing what he usually do, and they still almost lost, that's not good for.
Still almost won.
No, I'm saying that it's not good for.
Yeah.
Like if that's what you was playing against, when you don't have, when these pieces aren't coming up against you,
I imagine,
and they
the
still
Thunder
giving
will,
you that thing.
I imagine they'll blow the Pelicans out this next game, but that's only because they tried so hard the first game to try to, you know, get that win.
You mean the other way?
What do you mean?
The Thunder gonna try gun? Oh,
I think they're gonna blow the Pelicans out in this second game, but it's only because they tried so hard and lost to get that first one. Is this the way the tables kind of turn? I could be wrong.
And I hear what
you're
saying.
But you know how, you know,
but I feel
body like, sore.
I hear what you're saying, but I would think it's a vote of confidence because of all of the reasons that you said. Feel me? If we lose by 7, bro, if Zion out here, we go get 15 more.
You would hope.
That's my mindset.
From the OKC side of it, I would also imagine they play better and more to their own game. I would imagine that they play a little crisper, you know, and not rely on the down the stretch heroics of Shea Gilgeous, which is what they ended up having to do.
I mean, but that might be their because it's a young team. They
an
don't
amazing
know.
Block from Chet Holmgren. That dude is real. That dude is dope. Pow! I was like, don't come into the middle while I'm here, nigga.
But I think
game on the line, nigga.
But I think that they what's it called? They falling. They're gonna lean on Shai because. That's the only game that they really know how to play. Like all of these cats is young, and this is the AAU generation. So we got one dude that's really good. Give him the ball and see what we can do. I don't think they might be running schemes and shit, but I feel like they like basic. You're not gonna have somebody with the X's and O's giving you some intricate
shit. They have the
shit.
Same. It's not that they can't play defense because they do play defense, but they do have the same Luka. Dallas issue where you running on that and on that's what you're relying on, and once that doesn't work, you don't have Plan B.
Yeah, and that and
even
that's
if
what
you
I'm
have
saying.
Incredible players like Kyrie on your team, you still are just going with Plan A every time.
And if it wastes the clock or whatever, if you don't get the rebound, then you fucked, right? Or it's like you know you couldn't do nothing for 12 seconds, and now everybody else got to scramble to try to get the shot up. Like, and then if you don't get the rebound, bro, lost possession up the court.
And they back.
Yeah. So.
And they can cherry pick because you're trying to get, you know, your rebounds every single time because you got to play catch up. That happens a lot.
Yeah. you faded off him to get to the boards. Okay, bro. He already up the court. So, the other niggas that lost. The Kings. So, we'll start there?
Yeah, let's start there. I'm more disappointed in De'Aaron Fox than the actual team.
See, you disappointed in niggas. I'm like, they are who we thought they were.
I don't think so, because I feel like that team performed well. Were they better than they were last year? I'm pretty sure they were. And
I mean, they did. No, they weren't. They.
I think they were. But it isn't even just that. It's the Keegan Murray got better. Herter got hurt, so that kind of sucks. And then Monk is out as well.
Uh huh.
So that matters to that team. I mean, they're a big part of that team.
Those things do matter, but I still feel like it's a Kings thing, bro. They not. This team that broke the streak, blah, 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 last year is not this team. And this team is about to get broken up.
Mm. Well, like they definitely need a second, like, legit star.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sabonis is cool. And Keegan Murray isn't a star yet. But he could be. He's not one of those young kids that you can say is like, oh, he's not going to be. He's just a complimentary player. Like, he has star potential. He go at people like he got star potential, and he played defense.
I mean, I sound like Richard Jefferson.
You're not wrong.
Like, I'm not saying Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson could have been an all-star player.
He's like a step below.
Yeah.
Like
that's what Keegan Murray kind of is right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
He could be better.
Okay.
He's we'll only see. Like 21 or something, so yeah, you got to give him a chance. I don't know. We're
going to
see.
We'll see. But again, it's like, we'll see whatever they do in this offseason, because this was disappointing.
This year was disappointing.
Because it's like, dog, all of the momentum and energy that y'all had from coming off of last season, and then this season, it was kind of, we'll see when the playoffs come type shit, right? Like, oh, they're a veteran team, blah, 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 blah,
didn't
blah,
even
blah,
make
blah.
It to the playoffs.
What the fuck we doing, bro? We back to the Kings that I know of.
Make it to the playoffs.
Yo, hey, dog, y'all got them a great stadium.
Remember when it used to be.
Y'all came up with the thing.
Nine, now y'all 10 or 11.
Y'all came up with the thing, bro, that light the beam shit, got the people talking, right? Y'all got a thing. People talking about you selling out again. One of the teams that sold out all their home games and shit. All right, bro, winning don't matter. At the end, because that's what you're telling me every time. Because I see it. I've seen it year after year every time they do it. They get so far in the playoffs, and then everybody get excited. Everybody timeline blowing up. Light the beam, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is really cool, blah, 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 blah. What it could mean for the city and shit like that.
This upsets me.
Yo, eighth, ninth seed.
It's actually upsetting.
Losing-ass niggas.
Losing-ass niggas.
And we celebrate losers, bro, like I said in the text. Fucking, they go.
Why are you putting this up?
I was just putting it down because I was gonna start talking on my hands. and you wasn't paying attention. Like I was like this, and you said this upsets me and looked away. So I'm like, well,
because I'm upset.
So back to what I was saying, which I forgot now.
Well, I'm upset.
Good.
I truly believe not just once again, not in just the players, the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in them. And their star player, De'Aaron Fox, after he showed last year that he could compete with Steph Curry, you know, bar for bar. like he was there for it. Uh-huh. And then this year, I didn't get that from him. It's like he tailored off as the year went on.
I mean, again, when all of the things, there's a certain point that I feel like is the Kings' ceiling every time. And it's right where they are. Whereas we get excited for you to be in the playoff talks, right? You don't have to be a high seed. You barely scraping it in. But we get to light the beam and we get to be excited for a minute, right?
They was like the three seed at a point.
And then they were battling for ninth.
Damn.
So again,
just epic. Just failure.
You get to a certain point. And then it's like, oh, but we light the beam, and it's going to be exciting. And everybody's, I'm like, y'all just celebrate the losers. It's okay. I'm not with that. I'm not with it either. No, you are, because you
were. Nah, because I know.
I told you what they was.
I see it then,
though.
I see it clear.
I told you this then.
Now the rain is gone.
I told you this then. Like, this is what's going to happen.
There was a veil over my eyes, okay? They cast a great veil last year. It was really nice. I see it clearly. Mm-hmm. I got you, all right? I believe in what you say now. It sucks. I don't like being on the side. It's not fun. But I don't know, man. Next year, it's more what they do in the offseason, just to wrap this up with the King thing.
Uh-huh.
What they do in the offseason is going to say a lot, because if they can't go for anybody, because it's always their issue. It's Sacramento. But if they,
but you know what? I can't. I'm not
if
buying
you can't
that.
Create, no. If you can't create the star at home and you can't find one, then what are you going to do?
I'm not buying that shit no more.
I'm just saying.
No, look. I can't. Niggas can make jokes about Sacramento all they want to. Right? You're right. Sacramento's not San Francisco, Oakland. San Francisco's not L.A. Sacramento's not L.A. or those, right? Cool. Whatever, nigga. But we're still an NBA city that seems to have a lot of shit that people keep coming here for.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck is the problem? And it's like, oh, it's because it ain't this, it ain't that. Hey, nigga, you got the money, fly them hoes in then. What are we talking about?
It's actually a lie. Like, I used to do the schools and shit. Uh-huh. A lot of the stars is just, you know, in the Folsom Hills or something like that.
That's what. So
they quiet though.
So what's the problem? So I don't think that that's the problem, bro. That's the bullshit that they feed you to, for the league to say this is why the stars don't go there. We don't want them to go there, so we make it incentive. Yeah. We incentivize them to go
come
everywhere.
It's just more on the low key.
Well, no, I'm saying niggas will live here. But when you in the national conversation for free agency, he might got a vacation home here. He might have, who the fuck knows, right? His girl might be from out here. Who the fuck knows, right? But on the national conversation, it's, oh, nobody wants to go to Sacramento.
Yeah, it's always been that.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But why are these niggas here then?
Yeah. Well, this is also why the Halliburton trade kind of was crazy to a lot of people, because he said he really wanted to be here. He finally had a star player. You know, you got rid of him. For Sabonis, who's not a star.
He's not a star. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the Halliburton thing was that you, again, the farm system for the league, bro. For anybody that ain't watched this show or don't know how I go about this.
It's pretty consistent.
Sacramento Kings is the farm system for the league, be it executives, coaches, and players. Right?
So is the Charlotte Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Over
years past.
What's it called? The Bucks at a certain point.
Magic.
The Sonics at a certain point before they became the Thunder. Like,
there's a lot of these teams that were perpetually just trash. And every time they had a star.
No, wait. They were perpetually trash. They had, some of them teams won championships, but they had that, we battling for the playoff seed. We end the conversation until we not.
But we not.
But it was always a good year, and then we could get them next year.
And we can
right?
do more.
But then we move on from cats like Monk or
star player that you had.
Halliburton, anybody getting a name.
And I remember going through this as a Warrior fan before we had that We Believe team. Before that team, mm-hmm. we weren't talked about ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's how we were treated. Any star player we had left.
Was transient.
They had that came and gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They would either get traded or they'd leave. So,
I mean, but I feel like this just leads into it just being it's entertainment. And it's controlled in a way that you think people have free will and they making the decisions where they're going. And it's like, they might be, but they getting incentivized in ways that you'll never hear about.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, bro, because if we just talking raw dollars, mm-hmm. hey, I will go make $20 million wherever the fuck I go make 20, right? But we're not talking about raw dollars. We talk about other shit that's like, nah, bro, but if you come over here, though, we can do this, that, and the other. Feel me? And it's like, but if you do that, then we won't do it. If you go over there, then we won't do this, that, or the other. All right, bro, I'm going where the shit's at. It's that easy. The same reason why they hype up New York every time, but no, there's nobody's a reason why niggas go there.
Like, no, nobody's ever going to go there and actually do anything.
Uh-huh.
But we know that.
Also, you go there, you know, because of the personal incentives.
But this is the funny one to me, how Indiana is always in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, because they have a fan base there, that you don't need star players. You just need
a good team.
And we'll keep you there. You'll always be in a
decent team that's always in the fifth through fourth spot. Mm. Always been that way. It's so much entertainment. But you know what was the most entertaining thing? It's how excited the Kings fans got when they beat the Warriors.
Yo, of all of them that I saw, because I had a friend that kept posting the Klay Thompson like memes. Like, he kept posting them for like a couple days. But The one that was shout out to him. Crazy to me, I sent it to you, was the "We burned down the bridge." What? They had De'Aaron Fox in the middle of the, just in the picture with his back turned and the whole bridge is just on fire. And it's like,
rain is over.
We killed the dynasty. It's like, what the fuck, dude? We weren't good the whole year.
Y'all didn't kill nothing, bro.
Killed the dynasty.
Y'all got beat, actually, when y'all should have beat them. Y'all got beat. That would have been killing the dynasty.
That would have been it last year. That's funny. Y'all beat us in the play-in tournament and then lost the next game. That was
immediately.
That was crazy. Bro,
didn't I tell you they was going to do that?
You did. You don't believe in them at all. That's kind of funny.
I don't believe in them because it's entertainment. And
nobody believes in the Kings. Nobody wants that to happen.
And they're like, I haven't watched.
Looking forward to that shit.
Except Kings fans.
They ain't got no Mike Bibby on that team. Who wants to see them?
They did. It's supposed to. I mean, but again, it's not even the, it's because it's entertainment. I feel like cats get, it becomes just a regular ass job that you don't like to go to. You know what I mean? Like when you realize that it's really not about your basketball skills and shit. It's a.
How many times is you gonna show up for this? And then we really showing up to win today.
You see what I'm saying? Nah. And it's like I just hate coming to work sometimes. So I'm ready to go home. Nah. Or like my they ain't re-signed my partner. Like this could.
That's right, what happened to Wiggins, bro. I promise you. Now we transition to the Warriors. I promise you, because that nigga started this year off like he was just like. You know?
I was going to say.
I guess they didn't trade me. I'm still around.
Before we get to the Warriors, I was going to say, how we know that's not Fox's problem and they not re-signed Monk yet?
You think so? Could be.
They've played together since college, except for like a year whenever Monk, he got drafted by Charlotte.
Yeah.
Right? So that time that he was on Charlotte, they was the only time they haven't played together since college. Right?
So they belong together, basically?
Not that they belong together, but that's his nigga, bro. Like, bro, we've been in this shit for a minute, bro. Like, that's your brother, period. Like, we've been
hooping together professionally, nigga, for a few years now. Nah, this the bro. Like, nah, y'all not re-signing my nigga? See, we want to.
Yeah, but
yeah, there's other star players available. And if we
the
want
type
them,
of cap room,
see, if we want an opportunity to get them, we may not be able to sign them.
Y'all not re-signing, bruh? Y'all not re-signing my bruh? All right, it's cool. I know I got mine. It's cool. I fuck with y'all. It's cool. Yeah. I'm not saying.
How it goes.
People have feelings, my nigga. That's all I'm saying. You know, and if you know early,
but this is the funny part because you see what happened with Steph when you do have the power,
mm-hmm.
like this year. Yeah, once again, my team, when you actually got the power, that nigga kept everybody around.
Uh-huh.
The coach that was doing bad, Draymond the sock niggas around, started the year beating people up too. So that Klay Thompson bricking just nonstop. He ended the playoffs
over 10
horridly.
Over 10.
No, not this year. Last year, he ended the playoffs against the Kings and the Lakers horribly.
But check it out though.
And then we came back this year.
That's
and
my nigga
up
though.
On that shit.
Yeah, that's my nigga though.
Because that's Steph. That's because it's Steph. When you got that kind of sway,
bruh,
it don't exactly work out every time though. Like we,
it's a balance, bruh. It's a balance. You gotta know. You gotta know when. Y'all still gonna
be friends.
Like, just because y'all not hooping together don't mean y'all not gonna be friends.
Like, you over there now, he a Clipper now, but you know, that's still the
y'all
nigga.
Can still go to dinner, my nigga. Y'all can still kick it. It ain't that serious.
Bro, we should have gave up multiple people, bro. This is such a weird year because it don't look right no more.
Praise
Kuminga God. Don't fit with Steph. So. You know, when we were sitting here theorizing all the different mm-hmm. trades, and it's like, I don't want to give him up. I don't want to, but kind of need to, along with one of the old guys that's also not working. We didn't do it. We read up on all of them, bro. The funniest one is Steve Kerr, because he never made anybody better. He never made anything better. As the coach,
wasn't his job. Nothing.
That is your job. If we replaced you and it got better, that means you're the weakest link.
Bro.
And we should be saying goodbye.
I feel like
we instead re-signed him for the most money possible.
You're not understanding the kind of coach he is. He's
the kind of coach that sits on a bench with his legs crossed. And then when things go wrong, he throws his hands up like, what's going on?
Oh my God. That should be crazy.
Why?
Man. Like, didn't we practice this?
Yeah.
That's the coach, bro.
Yeah,
our assistants don't help him. They're not doing much, you know? They great assistants. I imagine if they had his job, they'd probably do better. But hey, as assistants, we follow the leader, bro. He's lackadaisical about it. And then, you know, Draymond's the real coach out there on the court. And then when he fuck up, you know, that's our coach. Steph ain't gonna say that to him.
Nope.
Klay don't say nothing to nobody in general. Just don't say nothing to Klay.
Hey, Klay be walking around like a superhero.
Klay be walking around like, you better not say nothing to me.
Ever. Hey, but dog, you went 0-10 in the last game as a Warrior, possibly.
But did you see how he walked out that day?
I did.
Dude, that nigga walked out
that's why I came with the superhero shit.
Nah, like Will Smith at the end of this shit, looking around like, this might be it.
Yeah.
That's how the end feels, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga was taking it in, for real. Like, this might be the last time I'm actually out here. Everybody else talking about his contract.
He's like, I'm done.
I might be fucking done. I might should just retire from here and do some TNT shit with Draymond or something. Like, you know, I got stories to tell. Like, this, you look that bad, bro. 0-10.
I mean, but that's not... This is the second year in a row he's done an 0-for in the last game. No, right. I think he did a 1 for something.
It was bad.
It was similar.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was historically bad. And being that he's a historical player, it looks that much worse.
Nobody will
it's
remember.
It's Klay Thompson, bro.
It's cool,
bro.
Nobody will remember.
The longer you drag out your ending, the more we gonna remember.
Yeah, so you just walk away.
That's my point. He might have to retire. And I think that look was the moment where he realized, I might have to retire after this. This might be it. It ain't what they say on the mic. You see what it is, bro. Also, Steph, when he cried on the court for Draymond, getting tossed out again.
That nigga cried.
He cried on the court, bro.
That nigga cried, son.
On the court, bro.
During the game, son?
During the game.
That nigga was heartbroken.
He was heartbroken. That's why I said niggas are breaking up.
Bruh, hold up.
He was on the court heartbroken.
That nigga couldn't contain it.
He did that, bro.
He couldn't contain it, son.
He did that. We all saw it with the tears in his eyes. We all saw it, bro. He couldn't hold it in no more.
Bro. He couldn't hold it back. He's
broken. He done. It's a wrap.
We got Steve Kerr on the mic. I'm so sick of Draymond shit. We got him on the mic. You never heard that clip? Because that's years old now. I'm so sick of him. Nah, bro. That was really him. Ooh. That was a while ago. And he said that shit. I'm sick of his shit. So we know you were sick of his shit years ago.
Years ago.
This last year, 2 years actually, because of the Jordan Poole year. So this last 2 fucking years, you had to be more than sick of his shit. But I got to get up on the podium and be behind this nigga, because, you know, he's our real coach.
We can't get this nigga out of here.
He's our coach. I can't coach without him. What the fuck you mean? He's my job. Shit. My job security isn't in him. He read up, I read up. You know what I mean? We can't do it without him.
Oh, my God.
That's why I take the shit that I take
but
for him.
You haven't, though, so it's a wrap. It's time to go.
Yeah, you know, that's what I be thinking, but they still talking that we can do something thing.
Y'all can't do shit.
I think they realize they can't do it with Klay anymore, but that's about it. They still believe in themselves.
That's fucked up.
Right.
That's fucked up. Like, Clay got his own problems. Like,
we seen it though, bro. Nah,
like, that's not
one
fair.
One of the Avengers we need to retire.
That's
bro.
Not fair, bro. Like, I feel like Clay get to, Clay catching the blame. That nigga, old ass like,
Captain America, bro. He was in the ice, and now you aged fucking quicker. I don't know shit. You bitch have been biting this.
Wrong way.
I don't know what it is, but.
But that's fucked up.
It ain't working for you no more.
For y'all niggas fuck ups. It's like, oh, no, nah, it was because Clay sucked.
He really sucked, dude.
It's okay.
He was ass.
Hey, it happens, but I feel
when
like.
When we throw anybody on the court and we do better.
I feel like. But I feel like all the other shit y'all got going on.
There's a lot of other shit.
Contributes.
The Draymond like, been gone for half the beginning of the year, bro. Just a whole month and a half, 2 months or something. You know? Stupid shit. Smacking niggas. Choking niggas.
I mean, that's your guy, though.
How many times must I smack you before you actually...
So, I don't have any other things on basketball.
Yeah, that shit hurts my spirits.
Yeah, that was the goal.
Actually, wait, before we transition, because we actually should talk about the playoffs. Do you believe in any team in particular to make it to the end?
Just, hell no. Nah.
Prediction.
Nope.
Nobody?
Nope, not at all. Because the Clippers is old. They could beat the team they playing, but anybody that got fresh legs is going to be a problem.
I think Denver is going to stomp their way through like a fucking...
That sounds about right. Like,
you know what I mean?
I can't think of anybody that can beat them in a 7-game series.
Not on the West, that's for damn sure.
And then on the East, we'll see. And
I think it's going
to
be Boston.
That shit is... You know what the East is to me? That shit is like a surprise gift. You know, remember fucking... what was that? What game was that? Where you hit the buttons and the fucking curtains would come up and then the box would spin? Was that Mario? Like, it was like Mario 3 or some shit. You hit the thing and the curtains go... And then reveal the shit that you won. That's what I feel like the East is. It's like they can just open the curtains. Who is
open
it?
The it's any game show. We just
like, who is that?
We'll be okay with that. Let's take them to town. Nah, seriously though, because New York ain't for real.
Bro,
who believes in New York?
I do. You know what?
Oh,
fuck
for real?
That. Scratch that.
Oh,
I believe in the Knicks.
You believe the Knicks will beat the Nuggets?
I believe the Knicks will make it to the finals.
I don't believe in Miami. I will never believe in Miami.
Miami, Jimmy out.
I will. Well, he yeah. How long though?
I don't know, but he got hurt.
Well, shit.
What's it called?
That's a wrap for them.
And B got hurt.
Yeah, that was always a wrap for them.
And then,
I never believed in them anyway.
The only other cats up, Boston. Where I have
Boston. Those. That's what I say. Boston.
Nope.
Or Milwaukee.
Nope.
Milwaukee.
Hell nah.
Yeah, nah.
Nope. Nope. They can beat. They
super suspect.
No, look, they can beat. They can beat average teams.
That's it, though.
But I feel like anybody that got,
they will get stomped by the Nuggets. They could get swept.
But and the Celtics, bro, I have no faith in them. I don't care how good they look.
I feel like any year could beat a year.
Hell
bro.
Nah, and that's the problem, bro. I mean, they the fucking Spurs without the win.
Dude.
Hell nah, you suck. Fuck that.
One day they gonna be super pros though. Like one day they gonna be like, they've been doing this for years
with no rings.
But wait, they might get one.
With
they
no
gonna
rings.
Be like Chauncey Billups.
No, hey,
and Rip Hamilton and them.
Like,
they gonna be like,
we didn't know we was in the midst of the bullshit until it was over and they brought Rodman in for one last one. Right, we didn't realize
I'm
what we had
saying.
Witnessed. So all we know, the Nuggets could be going on a historic run right now, and the Celtics ain't got it.
But they might get one.
No, nope.
They have one in them. I know they got one in them. It could just be that year.
No, nope.
This could be that year.
It's not going to
like
be.
What if the Nuggets just fall off?
You see how you gotta shape your mouth to lie, dog? You see how you had to fix your mouth to lie? It wasn't gonna come out right, so you had to fix your mouth to lie. The universe was not allowing you to say that.
They could fall off.
With a question mark. Nigga, question, yeah. Say it like you said it. They could fall off,
they
question
could.
Mark. Nigga. Possibly at some point, who knows?
Phoenix? Who beat Phoenix in their first game? Minnesota. Maybe Minnesota makes it to the finals.
or the Western Conference Finals.
Fuck out of here.
What if they do? What if they make it to the Western Conference Finals?
They still getting beat, bro.
Maybe
Carl Anthony Towns and Gobert ain't got it.
It's not them that I'm thinking about. They just collective part of the team. It's it's Anthony Edwards that I'm like, yo, I believe in him.
You can, but bro, I believe in Jamal Murray. She's probably been there forever. Goddamn. Glad it wasn't on the close-up. Shit.
But yeah, dude. Yeah.
And thank you for telling me.
Sorry. But I believe in Minnesota a little bit. I believe in them more than I believe in OKC. And it's because Ant is kind of that dude. I believe he can he'll be better than Murray.
Uh-huh.
And if his team is better than,
but they not though. Them, but that's the see,
they
that's,
can
that's,
try to
that's
be.
Where it's at.
They like, got a Warriors right. running them.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't not.
Them other teams aren't good enough, but they can beat the number one seed. They got a Warriors running them. They can do that shit. They can beat the number one. They can beat the Mavericks, nigga. They can beat the Mavericks with Nowitzki.
Everybody
when he was going off, they can do that shit. They can do it with him. Right, he got a Baron Davis running him, man. He better than that. Yeah, he can dunk on one of them niggas just like he did the Carolico shit. They got one of them in him. I believe in that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You know why they don't?
He is you know Jordan Look, Jr.
That's
until
fine.
Proven
he can different. Be. He can be. I don't need the blood test. That could be his son. I don't really give a fuck. They, when you talking about they got that run in them, the teams don't match up. Like, when you talking, when you go back, what? Let's run it back real quick. When you go back to that run, y'all had a team that was full of like, you know, a step full of Richard Jeffersons, right? Y'all had a team full of them.
Fucking the Mavericks had Dirk Nowitzki and who?
And a bunch of players.
Who? Name two.
Was Terry on that team?
I don't know.
Name. I don't remember. Was Avery Bradley on that team? Even... There was a point where they yeah. traded off.
So again,
they were both good though.
Yeah good.
They,
yeah,
uh-huh. Was Merriman on one of them teams?
Look, you
don't
I even
remember, bro.
That's the point.
They had great players.
That's the no, they
did. Had great.
No,
players.
They did not.
They did.
The Mavericks had Dirk Nowitzki and some guys.
They had some guys.
That's
some good guys.
The whole team over here is.
Did they have OJ Mayo at the time?
I don't know. Remember, see, look, it, that that's my point. That's kind of my point. When you name that, when you say he had
we
a
we hella just named hella random people that was on the Mavericks at one point.
At some time. Was it that year?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly. That's where we are with the Nuggets, dog. Or with the...
with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's where we are with them.
Fuck. Like, I believe in them more than that.
Nah,
they match up better than you say they do.
If you
slow down, and what else they got?
They got shooting.
Where? Name the people.
Karl Anthony Towns, the 7-foot greatest shooter of all time. That nigga is 28 a game, but he is nice with it. He can't guard nobody, but he can definitely put him up there, though.
Okay.
And we don't need him to guard nobody because we got Gobert in the middle, which is why I say they match up well with that team because they don't need to worry about nobody running past him. They got two big dudes that want to be in the inside. They run two-man game and shit.
What two big dudes?
Aaron Gordon and what's his name? Jokic. They match up well with them, dude. They really do. I believe in them against them.
I don't.
I believe they have a Warriors run. Let me reiterate what I said against that team.
And I'm going to say you named more people
on that team than you did on them Mavericks. I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
I don't care.
I don't trust it.
I'm just letting it be known because if it actually happens, you know, just.
I mean, but it won't though, so it's cool.
It's cool.
It was me. It was me, y'all should have listened.
Who they playing right now?
They playing the Suns.
Darkwing.
Fuck out of here.
They playing the Suns and the Nuggets are playing who? Oh, the Lakers.
Yeah, they going to beat the fuck out of the Lakers. They might get swept. Yeah. It looks pathetic. But it's okay. You know who they are.
They said they played one good quarter. I was watching some shit.
And they was like, they had a good quarter.
They had a good quarter.
The first one.
In them.
And then it was
all I didn't even see anybody else. I just saw the D-Lo shits. He's trash. He's washed. He always does this. That's all I got. It was D-Lo. He did it again. He's weak. Why do we believe in him? That's all I got.
Because nobody, you know, I don't appreciate the D-Lo slander.
He's not a serious player.
I don't.
He's a serious yapper.
Appreciate it because I feel like it's the same reason, like a James Wiseman wasn't successful. It's like, dog, when we put you out, we throw you out there and don't support your game at all. We telling you, do this shit our way. And it's like, nigga, that shit don't work for him. When he out there and it's like, hey, we all, nigga, just get some points. Do something. He out there balling his ass off. Every time he out there running some shit, he getting it in. But as soon as they like, nah, you need to play this way and do these things, it's like, nigga, that's not his game. Sit in that corner,
bitch. What did Swaggy Pete call him?
I don't remember. That's a
corner niggas.
Yeah.
Call them corner niggas. I need the corner niggas to show up. And he talk about the Lakers specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he wanted the corner niggas that he be talking about that need to show up. And what you saying is, he's not a corner nigga.
No.
That's not what he does.
That's not what he does,
that's
bro.
That's not his game.
Every time I've seen D-Lo have the ball, bringing it up the court, and he's in basically running the floor, shit's happening.
He's a great scorer.
And it looks good.
He's a great scorer.
But when you got him standing in the corner, bro, waiting.
He's not a great scorer.
But he's a rhythm person. He need to be in motion. Yeah. He's standing there, bro. He's setting the screen, and then you might give him the ball. All right, make the shot. You didn't make the shot, then you hell suck. Like, bro.
That's the fans, too.
Fuck out of here.
That'd be the fans.
Fuck out of here, dog. Yeah, this is not the game that I play.
Yeah.
I'm on the court because, nigga, I'm obviously good enough to be here. But the position they put me in is not to be successful.
I actually agree with everything that you're saying about him. I just think it's great to, you know, talk shit about him.
That's cool, but I mean, somebody got to, but everybody do. Nobody defends him ever. And I'm like, I've watched him from team to team, show glimpses on every team. He put up 30 or something, random 30. He got assists. He got rebounds and shit. Though.
That's why I feel like he ends up in that position.
I don't think
it's not like a team doesn't want you to be the best you can be.
But they don't put you in position. Same argument you have for Steve Kerr is the same argument I'd have for 60% of the coaches out here. We not you. We know.
But he's on a team specifically made to say, anybody to go off that can help, we want you to do it.
You know, and nah. But again, it's the parameters that you do it in. Where are we putting you at? Because
I think if he was more consistent, they would always be for it. And he's not consistent. He's like Wiggins.
But they've never given him Wiggins minutes.
Yeah, they do.
No, that never.
He was a starter.
No, he
and
wasn't.
Then he got relegated to the bench.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Where?
On what team?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't.
Yeah, no, he was. Wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He got relegated to the bench because he wasn't good enough.
Bruh, because again.
When they put you on that team, they wanted you to be the dude.
Dog.
And then you wasn't.
Again. They not putting you. Just because I put you in the starting lineup, nigga, if I'm telling you to do shit that's against your type. Fucking.
I mean, I hear you though. I do hear you because LeBron is the point guard of the team, so it don't completely fit.
That's your position.
He be wanting bucket getters.
He's not a he's a bucket getter as the point guard.
You know what? It's you know what it really is. That nigga's been trying to replace Kawhi since. You know how you just can't let that person go, but they left you. And it's like, I need them back, and I'm trying to replace them in any kind of version. Bro, Spencer Dinwiddie. Contavious Caldwell-Pope. Fucking D-Lo. How many more has there been that he has tried to replace? He even had IT come in a couple times. Like,
mm-hmm.
I really want my relationship back. Like, I've tried to make this work with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you're right. He won't bucket getters, bro. And D-Lo is in a specific role because he's shown that. But every time you try to just throw him the ball to get buckets, it don't fucking work. It doesn't.
Because that's not how they work the team around him. Like, if we were used to doing this with you all the time, it would be different.
When it's a be ready when I give you the ball, but you'll never know. There's when you get in
this
shit.
You can't prepare for the moment like they saying. I'm always prepared for the moment. You know that's bullshit.
Only way you can
try always, to be prepared for the moment.
I'll buy into your he's not a serious player. Cause he might
is a yapper.
No, it's not even the yapping part. He might fucking check out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? He like that, like thinking when he's not involved in this shit, you got him standing in the corner, bro. He looking in the stands and shit. Like he here, but nigga.
But to me, I feel like him and Kat are in the same doghouse where it's like you have all that talent and you can play the game sometimes. But more often than not, you're going to talk the big shit, but you're not going to actually perform like it, like in the big moments in the big games, because mm-hmm. you've had enough of them. He's been in enough playoff games to have both of them.
Yeah, that's
They've
true.
Both been in enough playoff games to have a career to say something, and you can't really say much about either one of them like that.
Nah, they don't show up.
Yeah, but that's where I call them yappers though.
Well, and that's what I'm saying about as far as like the checkout part is. It's like if. Even if, no matter how big the moment is, he might need to be babied in that way, right? True. Where it's like, dog, if I'm not getting catered to, I'm checking out.
Yeah,
I'm mentally checked out. I'm here. Yeah. Know what I mean? I'm gonna go through the most of this shit, but you're not getting, nigga, 150% of
Jordan
me.
Jordan Poole did the same shit.
When I'm checking out, bro.
Yeah, that was the same thing.
That's it. Like, I'm still here. I'm gonna go through the most of this shit, but I'm not focused. I'm not paying the fucking attention like if I was really invested in this shit and I really cared and was really into this, it's a way different thing. But nigga, when I don't feel catered to, when I don't feel like I'm getting treated right, nigga, I'm out.
Damn, how do we get in this long of a discussion about D-Lo?
Because there's a lot of niggas that are D-Lo.
Yeah.
Like, you have this talent, you have the skills, bro.
And
but
on
you
on the team and you're not using them to their best abilities.
Right, and then and
them
right.
specifically.
I mean, and it's kind of it's a relationship though, because it's like if they're not putting you in a position to win, and then you don't have the mindset to be like it's fuck these niggas anyway.
Can we transition back to my Warriors, bro?
Hmm.
Kuminga went against our coach this year. Yeah. Had to literally go to the press and say I don't believe in him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
For the owner to then go in and sit in on the press conferences with the coach. Just to hear what he has to say. Then we see him put Kuminga in the starting lineup, and mm-hmm. he had that long stretch of games where he started and was going for 20 a game mm-hmm. over and over and over and over and over again. And all they did was talk about Kuminga.
But that's what I'm saying.
I had to go that far, though.
But no, but that's what I'm saying as far as if I don't feel like I'm being supported, how invested are you when you're not
he
supported?
Wasn't, and I was on here week after week after week telling you, he don't care about him. He's not giving him that shot.
But that's
he don't want him around.
But that's what I'm saying as far as it's on the player, bro. It's a fork in the road. Are you going, this is this bullshit that they're giving you. This is how they're treating you. Are you going to take that? Or are you going to turn around and say, hey, look, Doug, I know what I'm doing. I know what I can do.
It don't work out
fuck
for
y'all.
Everybody either.
It's not going
to. You could
to,
go bro. to the press.
Everybody option. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but at a certain point, you better know yourself, bro. Fuck this team. Fuck the
but
coach.
But this is where I think the league does the Sacramento Charlotte thing, where it's like if you mm-hmm. did speak up and say something, we'll send you nowhere, and your career goes nowhere
unless you go there and get some shit done and yeah, make it look good, and then we got you.
But that's what happened with the Warriors. All them dudes got on one team at one time and made they one run
yeah,
and then went off they different ways.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And made a career for themselves.
There you go. Bro, the teams aren't competing against each other. They're part of the same business. So when you see how people move from team to team, how Jordan Poole ended up on Washington, of all places to go. Of all the places, you mean to tell me Washington the only places that wanted Jordan Poole?
Nah.
Really?
Nah. But we definitely have to put him
like
somewhere with a new market. Where,
shut the fuck. This is a new market. Fuck out of here.
If he does good, we'll grow them organically there. It might work out. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's basically what they did.
It
might work out. But that's what they did with everybody else. Bradley Beal's whole career was literally that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it didn't work out, he was old as fuck and was like, all right, you can leave now. You know what I mean? When it wasn't like that, it's like, nah, we're investing in you. We'll give you the contract, but nobody else on the team is getting shit, and
right.
You got to make it work, my nigga. Be the best.
Be as go good as you
shit.
Can be.
Go do Luka. He making it work. And then they finally gave him Kyrie, and it's like, you believe in that, but in reality, we know that team ain't going to be shit, but if I was a Dallas fan, at least I can go to the games.
You know,
it's something to be excited about. They care,
but that's all that matters, because
yes,
the owners are going to get that money in, and this is as good as this team is going to be. Because, like you said, I'm not competing with my business partners.
Nope.
It's only going to be one winner at the end of the year, and we've always said Jokic is that guy right now. So it's probably him.
And we played him out of 3 MVPs in a row. So, you know, we're trying to, like, make that right without making that right. You feel me?
My niggas can't say nothing about this no more. I definitely was against this. I was like, nah, hell nah. But Embiid went and looked like a bitch out there. Just come on, bro.
And my whole argument has always been, that's what he do all the time. He not doing nothing different right here than he ain't done all year.
He bitched up on all of us, bro. We all believed in him.
For no reason other than you hated the white boy. That's it.
It wasn't even that.
Okay, my bad. He not white. He's Slovenian. He got a race.
It wasn't even that.
What was it?
It wasn't even that.
Yeah, it was.
It really wasn't. Yeah, it was literally that these other dudes, both of them, are just as good as you.
But they're not both winners. Of them. But they're not winners.
We can say that. Because prior to that, Giannis won a championship. So it was like, why are we not giving it to Giannis? Even last year.
Because nobody.
Even last year.
Because
weren't we giving it to Giannis?
We know his game is bullshit.
So anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Then you go to the other dude and it's like, he's literally campaigning for the MVP. Like, I actually want it.
Because he bullshit.
Jokic don't even want it. And we're like, come on, what the fuck?
Because he wins.
He's actually going out here trying to go head up with this dude and show y'all, like, I'm really nice. Give me this. And we gave it to you. And then you bitched up on us. It don't make us feel good now, bro. It don't. I don't want to go against Jokic ever again. All right? Because I don't want you to say this about me. I don't want that to be me. I don't want it to be so because he's the white boy.
So your jacket every time.
That hurts. I can't, you know, I can't fight against that.
No, because there's no, what's it called? No,
I mean, like 5 years of being like, nah, I was saying he was the one. Like,
I'll take it off of you. There's no argument that anybody can make to me that says it wasn't because he was white. You can't. Because it's like, bro, because the argument that I was hearing a lot was, oh, that would put him in the greats with, like, Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaq. And like,
it kind of was ridiculous.
And it, no, and it's like, but guess what? Look at him, though.
He was like, again. No, I get it. In retrospect. But once again, these other two dudes that we're not talking about like that are just as good as him. And one actually won a championship.
No, that's fair. Because they are just as good. But when we examine their games. When we put the microscope to him, bro, pull out the little eyepiece and start looking closely.
In retrospect.
No, it ain't even retrospect. You saw it then. That's why you didn't say shit.
No, we both got on a... We can go to the podcast now where we had to come back here and give Giannis his credit because he went and did that shit in the finals when it mattered most. He was unstoppable.
No.
He was number one.
I hear you. But the problem is his game is still bullshit.
Well, you can say that
now. No, not. I was saying it then. I just had to respect the fact that he won.
We came back and said that. Yes.
But his game is still bullshit. So when you pull out that little scope and you get into the advanced stats and shit.
You gonna say his game is bullshit. I'm gonna say the nigga dominated.
Nah, first off, no, he did dominate that year.
He dominant, but he looked like an newborn calf when he
again,
go to the basket.
When you watch the game, that's what he looked like, right? When you look at the stats. He kind of there, but them shits be kind of off. When you like,
only free throws. But that's Shaq too. That's okay.
So again,
he put up Shaq numbers. Actually, this year was another year he could have been the MVP, where he did the number thing, where you know that's all the niggas care about. He did the number thing where he was the only one ever that shot 60%. That scored over 30 points with 10 rebounds a game or some shit like that. You know what I mean? No, it's never been done before.
His game, he
can do it.
It's still bullshit.
I'm just saying, bro. It's bullshit, but there's legitimacy to his MVP claims single year.
That's cool, but you don't pass the eye test. That's why don't nobody fucking talk about you.
So Jokic wasn't passing the eye test at first either.
Jokic,
it was just the passes, and we was like, "That's cool, but you got to win." And then he won.
Jokic passed the eye test. Just niggas hate his game because he white.
he had to win first.
Bruh, he didn't pass the eye test, but you say justice passes. This nigga was still shooting threes out the ass. Wasn't he? What was he not? Was he not?
When he won.
No,
he
did. Before that.
No, he wasn't. He got beat. We beat his ass.
I'm not saying he didn't get beat. I'm not saying that.
He was dope, but so were the other guys. That's my point. That's literally the point. You could have given him three in a row, but you also could have given Giannis three in a row. You couldn't have given it to Joel, but you could have given him one. And that was his problem. And he got his one, and we never want to hear about that again because we shouldn't have given you the one after that. In retrospect, the same thing with Giannis the previous year, once they got beat, hey, you know, by fucking the Celtics that you don't believe in.
Nope.
Hey, you know, I'm not arguing with you no more on that. But that's in retrospect. Leading up to this, I can't give you that. They were just as good.
Y'all don't have no foresight.
I'm just saying, bro.
Like, because I feel validated.
I'm not like, why I said not I gotta like, get 5 years of being a fucking Jokic stan. Like, just so y'all don't put the odds because he was like, white shit on me.
Nah, I'm saying I feel validated because all of the points that I had made are true now.
I'm just saying.
That's
I
it.
I was the one saying.
That's it.
I don't want to big him up too much before he actually does something because I hate that fall where everybody that's then cool. hates on
but
me.
But you know what's fucked up is he wasn't. He's still on the upward trajectory. So that's also the fucked up part. It's like, y'all gave him to LeBron like it was nothing. This thing didn't win for 7 years. The fuck we talking about? Like, but oh, the rules changed now. Because, why? Exactly. Y'all was giving him the MVPs and all this other shit. Not won a fucking thing. And then after that.
How many MVPs did he win?
3 or 4.
Did
he? Yeah.
Well, shit.
That's what it's... So again, but then it's like, oh, but Jokic, we can't do that. He hasn't won yet in these things. And it's like, why are the rules changing?
Three in a row, then it's like, hey, bro, we need you to win. And then he won that year. So in retrospect, we keep saying it. We should have gave it to him that year. It's just like saying it with the Kobe's and the Shaq's. And then you're just like, oh, we should have gave him one more. Ah, too bad. It's like, but he was still great. We not saying he not great. We know he is, but I was also saying at the same time, they did Luka like that, and, you know, they just fell off the bandwagon with Luka. It was like he wasn't a thing anymore. Ah, Jokic is the time now. Mm-hmm. And it was like, let's see if him win one first. And I was hella skeptical, bro. I'm not going back down from that. I was very skeptical. Like, I need to see it. And then I saw it. I was like, well, shit, I didn't see him improving this much. His game didn't look like it would improve very much beyond what he had. He didn't improve physically. That nigga didn't shape up or anything.
Nah.
He just started hitting that ugly shit. I don't know. I'm consistent, goddamn. All
right, so I feel like we said enough on that.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
On life?
Oh. Kid Cudi got a comic book.
Does he really? And what is it about?
A superhero called Moon Man. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, is that what that was the graphic of? Because I like that shit.
Yeah.
So that's dope.
I got the two of them.
He look weak, though.
This nigga here, bro.
Nah, he look weak. He don't look like anybody I would ever remember.
That's so fucked up.
Nah, he fucked up for putting that out.
Yeah. That's as you crazy. Flip it, this...
It's a weak-ass comic book, bro. Asshole. I'm going to be honest. There ain't no fucking words or anything in here.
This thing is an asshole.
Nah, this shit weak.
You're a terrible person.
Hey, if you a Kid Cudi fan, I would get this shit as a collectible. Like you did. You should put this in some plastic.
I got it to read it, nigga.
Nah, I don't read this shit. You're wasting your time.
I don't feel that way.
I have nothing left
to say to that. Put those away. Shouldn't have showed you shit. Should have just shed it. Should have just said he got one. You should go to your local comic store to check it out. And then left it at that. I showed it to you. And this nigga just immediately like, nigga, you not Siskel. You not Ebert, my nigga. Like, nigga. Who you think you is? Just critiquing nigga shit on top. That nigga said, you know what's fucked up?
I'm a comic book reader,
as I say that, have you heard that LaRussell song, Welp?
No.
That nigga said, if I say fuck your shit, that's how I felt.
That's how I felt, bro. It is how it is, dog. I know what bullshit is, bro. I'm sorry. I read comic books. There was nothing about the first few pages that brought me into what the fuck he is. And you see the beginning. Look at the front of that.
It's dope.
Cool little graphic. It's dope. But when you tell me that's a superhero, do I care to look at him again? Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
I don't know if it's a superhero.
Bruh, he don't even look as cool as the dude from Goofy. The fucking Goofy movie. Remember the Max guy? Remember how cool he looked with the space shit on? He don't even look that dope.
Yeah, I wish I didn't show that to you. They don't even want to read it no
more. I'm pretty sure he didn't put that much time into that shit. He had somebody help him, you know, we gonna do this and we gonna roll it out. Yeah, I got a comic book now. I'm Moon Man. Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for 10 years. Sure, buddy.
I hate you. That sounds about right.
You know what I'm saying? You're lying. I'm just saying, bro, if you a comic book fan, right, and you get your own comic book, is it not going to be the flyest, dopest shit that you could possibly put out? Is everybody going to know about it when it comes out with your whatever? And fucking what's his name just put out a flute album, bro, and everybody knew about it because it really mattered to him. Andre 3000.
This one?
Put out a flute album and made sure we all knew it was coming out before it happened.
Uh-huh.
Because it was real. I want y'all to get this shit. This is some dope tunes.
I'm sure that they did some press releases about that somewhere. Out of here. You know what I mean? We just not...
With that shit.
We just not...
As a comic book reading nigga, this should have, you know, came across my scapes of stuff. It didn't. Didn't even come close.
But you know what?
I'm a Kid Cudi listener, too.
But
so
I also feel like Kid Cudi do shit like I do shit. Like, I make shit not necessarily to sell it to you just because I wanted to do it. And if, nigga, you find it, you got it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like he just did it.
You got a collectible, bro. It was cool. That's some cool shit, bro. That's dope. We should put it in some plastic.
And when shut up, nigga. God. This nigga said wait about 20 years, nigga.
Right? Got some shit. Tell some people about it, you know? Remember Kid Cudi? Yeah, I got his comic book.
He had a comic book? Yeah, you didn't know. what else is? I don't know. I think that's about it.
You keep saying that like you don't know what to talk about.
We didn't have topics, and I just wanted to come in here and shit on the Warriors for a minute. That was really the goal of this show.
Oh wait, didn't more shit happen with the Drake shit? More stuff happened. You don't care no more.
He just shitting on Kendrick in different ways,
and he didn't say anything yet. To this day.
But I heard that he got an album coming out next month, so...
Oh, he waiting till his album
comes out? We don't know. We don't know for sure.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Why not? Why is it?
Because you could be leading up to your album with some more extra disses from Drake. Also, which is why he's putting the pressure on him, like, where's your diss at? Why you ain't saying that?
But have you listened to the... Did you listen to the last diss, or you still haven't heard it?
I just heard the clips. TaylorMade.
Bruh, he said... Basically, Drake said, hey, you real quiet because Taylor Swift said, be cool. That's what he said.
Now, when you gonna say something, bro?
So, yeah,
say something.
But then the other
Taylor Swift controlling you, nigga.
I mean, but then the other rumor was that Drake might get, might be making money off these niggas. That's why they the Avengers against him, because just one somebody in the industry, I forget his name. It might be Larry Jackson. I'm not sure. You like, and it's not somebody you should know. He's just an music executive. Mm-hmm. But at some point, with a couple years ago, that he decided that he wanted to put like the Avengers together for content creation type things, right? So get together with, he was an Apple executive, to get together with the Drakes and the Taylor Swifts and the Joe Buds and shit, like the niggas that's really in the industries like that, and put them all under the same umbrella, right? And then work shit out that way, and then. So, people thinking some shit went down behind the scenes where Drake part of a company that owns some shit that own all these niggas.
Probably is.
So he just raking it in off of whatever they do. And then that's why they hate him. That's been the scuttlebutt. But then, Drake also got the number one song with Push Ups. keeping Taylor Swift out the number one spot.
Oh, really?
And I push-ups is shit. So,
the fuck is push-ups?
Nigga, drop and give me 50,
it's
nigga.
It's called push-ups?
Yeah, that's the...
I thought
that's
it was called drop and give me 50.
No, nah, the official name is push-ups.
And it's number one?
It's on all streaming services.
What?
I listen to it every day.
So. I didn't know it was number one. You know what song I've been hearing the most? I like that. That shit is what I've been hearing everybody play.
No, you're hearing that in the streets, nigga. But people is playing push-ups in their headphones.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Like that is a cool song. But
so he got a lot of extra just, you know, one-ups.
He got hella levels on niggas.
Yeah. So, I like that, though. I mean, I like that. Because that means I'm winning. That means I'm winning and you can't even say anything because you's a bitch.
I feel like...
You should never have spoken on my name because you know I'm better than you.
I think the things that I'm cool with the beefs and stuff and they're fun and entertaining. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to, like, Kendrick's verse, ain't no nothing personal in there. It's I'm better than you niggas. Don't ever put me in the same group as you niggas. I'm not like that, right? Like, and nigga, if you really that bad, nigga, step up, let's go. Like,
and Drake stepped up.
No, but I'm saying as far as the... That's why I didn't really trip off this last one, this TaylorMade shit, because it's like, for me, it's a bridge too far, my nigga. You killed him with that push-up shit. Killed him. Right? Like, nigga, you that's a meme, nigga. Drop it, give me fit. Like I said, that's a line.
It's an extra diss that wasn't necessarily needed, but that's the point. Of the whole, just, you know how Jay-Z and Nas kept going back at it and they just had a bunch of diss records?
I do remember that, but this takes away from the one record. Like I was saying, bro, let this bitch breathe. We could have Drop and Give Me 50 all fucking summer.
And you gon' have it all summer.
And you're not.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not. You know why? No, because you're not even tripping off the song. You didn't know it was number one. You worried, you was thinking about the second diss, right? And
I'm worried about what Kendrick is going to say. It's not necessarily that I'm not listening to those songs. Because the ones that I'm listening to is that one and the, what's his name? Like That. That's why I didn't know that it wasn't being played that much because I thought it was.
I mean,
it's what I keep hearing.
It's getting played, but drop it, but push-ups is higher.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Now.
I didn't know that.
But I'm saying it's like the, and I'm also talking about the wider discourses that we're talking about the what's next and things. And it's like, bro, that was an actually really good song that this nigga said he made in 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
Right? That shit took me a couple hours to nigga lay that down and get it out. Hey, that's fucking amazing. Let that shit rock, bro. This other shit where you rapping with the Tupac voice and the Snoop voice, that's clever shit. But it's like, bro, if this... Cool it, my nigga. Cool it.
Only reason why I'm not mad at him is because he's putting the pressure on the dude that nobody said he was going to attack. That's the only reason I'm waiting for the next one.
I'm not.
It's actually riveting. It's like find out next time.
Well, because the way niggas' attention spans are short, I wish this would make them push them longer. You see what I'm saying?
Because I don't think the record's going to not play. Like, this is the same as the back-to-back. Like, it's the same. People are going to keep playing this.
It is, but like I said, I wish people's attention spans were forced to be longer, right? Like, as soon as the song come out, we got the breakdown and all this other shit. All right, cool, bro. Live with that for a month. So you can really sit and be like, oh, this nigga was really getting... Oh, okay. And then when the rebuttal comes out, or if your next disc comes out, it's breathed already. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel you.
That's it. I feel you.
Though.
It is for me is just the internet pace. So what he's doing is not wrong. Like he's on time with his shit. I get it, but
because I want it to keep coming like this.
But it's not.
But going. I feel exactly what you're saying because it's not. You aren't giving it enough time to breathe.
That's it.
And you want to digest those songs because you want to get everything out and feel the emotion of it. And feel how it's supposed to felt thinking about fuck this nigga for at least a month. Like, I get what you're saying. I get it. But because I'm just more for the content of it, I'm okay with it.
But that's what I said. That's why I said this the internet pace. Mm-hmm. It's like we here for the content of it, which I understand. But I'm saying as far as songs go, bro, he could have held that for... You know what I mean? It's not necessary right now. You can still drop it. It's still cool.
You're right, because I only heard the clips. Like, I haven't heard the song.
Because For me,
I feel like it's there.
For me, it's one of those. Yeah, it's there. He came out with another one. It I mean, the conversation is he came out with two and Kendrick K said nothing. It's not even in the quality of the song and things like that. It's just that he got two diss records asking him when you gonna say something.
And the reason why you ain't gonna say shit, but that's why he said the second diss. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that I'm saying something again. The reason why I know you ain't gonna say nothing is because the white girl told you not to. She said cool it, right? Which is a dope fucking thing to know.
But I feel
about
like
about the time of right now and while this is going down. So it's like you talking about me, but she playing King Me on you right now. It's like you need to worry about her. You need to worry about topping her her sales. And
this is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.